The impacts of colonialism and of unseemly research reverberate to this day. But outside of the social sciences and some genomics, efforts to involve and protect indigenous peoples remain nebulous. A new paper argues for embedding those ethical frameworks in the rapidly growing field of microbiome research. The authors say researchers should improve collaboration, ensure a community's needs and concerns are represented, and use more nuanced, iterative processes for obtaining consent. Indigenous groups also should share in the research process's benefits and credit. Co-author Justin Lund of University of Oklahoma's Center for the Ethics of Indigenous Genomics Research is an enrolled member of the Navajo Nation. He says research into the microbes that live in the human gut and elsewhere is fascinating and promising. However,
we don't want it to be this harmful institution in the same way that other sciences have been for Indigenous communities and Native American people.
The perspective piece appears in the journal Nature Microbiology. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.